Accession number 29432, Reel 6.
There was the road, there was the ground on which this was, and the end of the ground was a steep drop of about
6 feet
or more than that, you know, down to the field below, which did was a part of the whole thing. So I built a building there, which came to the forecourt level, and I paved it all up there and so on. And then one day met her.
You walked in and so the story went.
No, my sister lived across the road.
Oh, I see.
She's lucky. She's lucky to be here, because when I met her, she slapped my face.
I should think so too. I've got to really sort of wind this up, because this is, you know, for the Imperial War Museum, it's just...
Would you like a drink?
A little drink, yeah, but Frank, the one question
what
I want
would
to
you
ask,
like?
What would you drink at this time?
Well, anything you like. Have drink, tea, coffee.
Whiskey.
What do you call it? Whiskey,
wine.
A glass of wine would be
glass
very nice.
Of wine.
What kind of...
Red or
only
white?
If, only if you've got one open. Have you got one open?
Yes. Red or white?
Red or wine.
A glass of red would be lovely. Yeah, thank you.
Gwen, will do, you will do it, will you?
Oh, you'll have to open it.
Well, I can do that. I just wanted to ask the last question. Was when did you not consider at the end of the war going back to the Czech Republic? That was, you knew that there was no future for you there.
No. No, I didn't give it the slightest consideration. I have, because I had mother still alive up there, and I had a job, if I wanted, to go back to, and so on. But the most important part of my decision, I learned to love Britain, and I mean love. Love it with respect and admiration, and its people courage. And I have seen the people courage when I was stationed near London. I was stationed there during the war when London was being bombed.
Reel 6, sorry, yeah.
And I also remember to this very day distinctly. I learned to admire and respect the British people, whether those up in high positions or otherwise. And I just didn't feel like I want to leave it.
Mm-hmm. And the position in the Czech Republic was pretty ropey too, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
It was very bad.
Because the Russian sector.
No, but again, I would have, if I returned...
Just half a glass for me.
If I returned, I would have given a rank of, not very low below general.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Cool. Oh, they've given the rank of colonel.
Yes. Oh, yes.
There you are, Gwen.
Yeah.
That's a little one for you.
Thank you.
Is that enough? For you.
Well, you haven't poured yourself enough.
Well, I mean, this is a sort of moderate. Would you like a bit? Shall I pour you some?
Yes, you. If you put some in yours.
Well, I think yours should have a bit more, perhaps, as well.
Oh. Thank you, and you do the same to yours, or else.
Can I give you that?
I decided to stay. And of course I retained
Cheers.
My admiration for the democracy that prevailed. And of course I came supposedly from democratic country, but the way I have experienced democracy there and the way I have when I came to England first learned how democracy was practiced, I admired it, and I loved the people, I loved the way they did business, and I loved Winston Churchill. It was very important for me.
Well, England during the...
Well, I'll just switch this off. Well, thank you. That's it. So that's the end of the interview. Okay. We're still running.